Group 93 WMPZ, good morning and welcome to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. The CDC says each year at least 2 million people in the U.S. become infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, and at least 23,000 people die as a direct result of these infections. Antibiotics are among the most commonly prescribed drugs used in human medicine, but the use of antibiotics is the single most important factor leading to antibiotic resistance. And up to 50% of all the antibiotics prescribed for people are not needed or are not as effective as prescribed. So today we'll talk about what you need to know about antibiotics and get answers to some of the most commonly asked questions about antibiotics. Our guest today is Dr. Suzanne Corrington, a medical director for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Welcome this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Magic. I am so happy to be here.
And I am so happy that you're here as well. And thank you so much for coming to discuss this topic with us. We always hear about antibiotics, and we're going to find out what those are actually for, what they do, and what's happening when we're taking these antibiotics. So let's get started with the basics. What are antibiotics, and how do you know if you need one?
So antibiotics are medications that kill bacteria. In the medical world, it might be a little more specific than that, but in the general way we use the word antibiotics, it means a medicine that kills bacteria. Now, there are multiple different antibiotics, and they can kill different types of bacteria, and that's something that your provider should know. You're not expected to know that, but there is a lot more to it than just saying, I need an antibiotic, or it is an antibiotic. So a lot of knowledge and a lot of research has gone into the development of antibiotics, and we need to know how to use them correctly.
Okay, so I know that there are a lot of people out there who go to the doctor and say things like, I know what works for me and my kids, give me an antibiotic. You know, it's possibly something they used before, sometimes that happens even before the provider can diagnose the real problem. So what are some common illnesses antibiotics aren't needed for that people may not realize?
Well, I'll give you some common examples. Bronchitis, for example. A lot of times bronchitis is caused by allergies or a virus. And if you take a medication that is made to kill bacteria and your illness is not caused by bacteria, all you're doing is taking medicine that you might not need, that's cost you money, and may have some really serious side effects. Another example would be the flu, influenza. Again, another illness that might kill you, but caused by virus. So if you take some leftover antibiotics, you're not doing yourself any good. You might actually be doing yourself harm. You might have side effects from that. So you got to know which road you need to be going down. If you start going down the wrong road, there can be problems from that. I really give people a lot of credit. I mean, we all know our bodies better than anybody else, and a parent knows their child better than anybody else. So a lot of times they're right, but still, maybe something has changed. Mm-hmm. Maybe an antibiotic that worked for your child's illness, maybe they get pneumonia a lot, for example. It may be that what worked 5 years ago or 3 years ago, that resistance has developed, and that antibiotic doesn't work anymore. So a parent needs to work with their provider as partners to take care of a child, and we are never really in a good position to make decisions about what we need by ourselves. And that's the same for a nurse or a doctor. That's why we're not supposed to treat ourselves.
Right.
You need somebody with some perspective, and it helps to have somebody who knows more than you do about the problem too.
Okay. I'm so happy that you brought that up, because I'm willing to bet that there are a lot of people that don't want to go back to the doctor again, that go back to their old prescriptions and try to use it for something else that has come up. So we'll talk about that later as well, using old prescriptions and outdated prescriptions as well. So if maybe sometimes your doctor prescribes you an antibiotic and other times he or she doesn't, it could be because you may or may not have an illness that requires one. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's part of it. Say they take a look at you and listen to your history and what you've described about the illness, and maybe it's really unlikely that that illness is caused by bacteria. Again, the antibiotics only kill bacteria. Mm-hmm. So if it's a viral infection, that would be the wrong choice, even though it's something you're used to doing. And we used to do this too freely. We're pulling back because we know it's bad medicine. But maybe the illness you thought got better from an antibiotic before, maybe you would have gotten better anyway without that antibiotic. You were just taking that and you attributed your recovery to the antibiotic. And really, if you treated the symptoms, you would have gotten better just the same. And that happens a lot. Or maybe it's allergies. A lot of people get hay fever, and that acts just like a serious like sinus infection, and they think they need an antibiotic. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's a viral infection, and you don't. So it's always good to start from scratch. I know it's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time. It takes money. Sometimes the arrangements, arranging for what we're going to do with the kids and getting off work, all that's hard. But it's worth it to try to make better decisions.
Absolutely. And I have been in a situation where I've gone to the doctor and they've prescribed me something and then said, okay, yeah, and I'm just going to give you an antibiotic just in case. So you did say that they are changing the way
right.
that they prescribe the antibiotics for
right.
that reason, right?
We are learning ourselves. We mm-hmm. are having to change the way we practice medicine with the use of antibiotics. And I'll be honest, a lot of people were really sloppy about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an easy thing to do, to write it and make people happy. It's what they want. It's quicker than the discussion that you need to have
right.
and the education that you need to give. But antibiotic resistance and side effects, that's become such a big problem that we need to rethink the way we practice. We need to have those discussions. And the way to think about antibiotics now is, do I have to have an antibiotic?
Exactly.
Is it absolutely necessary? You should think about it like you would think about any serious medication, like a heart medication,
right.
for example. Doctor, do I really need the antibiotic? Or could
and
I get better?
Sometimes the
right.
patient is the one saying, can I just have some antibiotics?
Right.
Because they think it's the cure-all
right.
for everything. So
right.
it's time for the doctors to start saying no.
Well, and discuss it. That's
yeah,
a
absolutely.
Perfect time for discussion and education. And, you know, the other side of that is, if your doctor's too free with antibiotics, your provider's too free with antibiotics, maybe you need to ask them why.
Hmm.
Do I really need this antibiotic, doctor? Because I've heard that they can be dangerous.
Okay. So what sort of information should we have ready in this detailed history? And what does your provider need to know to make the most accurate diagnosis to make sure that we're getting the right medicine that we have and not just an antibiotic?
Well, you need to tell them exactly what happened. It's like a crime scene. You need to tell them when it started,
mm-hmm.
how it started, all these symptoms, you know, so all the suspects, you need to describe them all. You know, what kind of symptoms? Did you have fever? Do you have cough, chills, rash? Who else at home is sick?
Mm-hmm.
Were you traveling? You know, anything that's related to how that illness started and the symptoms that you've developed might be important. So describe it just like you would any other event. Who, what, where, when.
Okay. So where should people turn first if they're experiencing one or more of these issues?
If you have a provider that you're already established with, that's always the best place to start. They know you.
Okay.
Or at least you have some developed relationship, and it's better than just starting from scratch. So if you have that opportunity, maybe there's a nurse practitioner that you've seen before, or OBGYN that you use for well woman exams, whatever. If you can get in with someone you're established with, that's generally the best way to go. Or maybe they have a walk-in clinic. Another option might be an urgent care.
Okay.
And that might work better with a work schedule, for example, where you can go after hours. So think about it in terms of who knows me or
mm-hmm.
what works with my schedule best. There are so many opportunities today. I'm not a huge proponent of the mini clinics,
mm-hmm.
like the minute clinics and so forth, like with the pharmacies.
Right.
That's not my first choice because I feel like sometimes that's not as in-depth as you might need.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a provider, use them. An urgent care is a good second option.
Okay, because I was going to say most people, sometimes they head straight to the emergency room. you know, I don't know, in some cases, maybe they feel like they can't wait to see their provider. Maybe it's the beginning of the weekend, or, you know, if they feel so sick that they can't wait till the next day, then, you know, I guess urgent care would be next before the emergency room.
I think that's always something to think about. And we have not used that resource as much as we could have in the past because everybody's just used to thinking about the emergency room. But I know, you know, the reality is it's almost impossible some days to get in with your primary care doctor. I can't either. I mean, that is just the reality of it. But if you're well enough that you can think it through and you're making a decision about where to go, well, you're probably well enough to go to an urgent care. I mean, if you're not dying, there's not body parts falling off, you're not bleeding to death, you're not so sick you can't even think.
Or seizing or anything like that.
Right. But if you're if you're well enough that you can actually think through your options, or if you're Googling your options, if you're well enough to go to Dr. Google, you're probably well enough to go to an urgent care. And the fact of the matter is they're trained to be able to determine if someone needs a higher level of care, like an emergency room. So they act as a higher form of triage. So you're not going to go wrong doing that. If you need more, then they'll send you to an emergency room.
Right.
So that's often a really good option. You don't have to make that decision on your own.
Okay, I've had great experience with, you know, urgent care. So.
And let's remember the wait's usually not as long, too. I mean, we all have busy lives. Time is important to all of us. And you may not want to be sitting next to the belligerent drunk, right?
Yes,
you know,
or the person that has the flu or something and coughing and sneezing. Sometimes they say, you get sicker when you go to the hospital.
Just remember, the ER is where the really sick people go. And if you want to catch something exotic, that would be your best bet.
Okay. So earlier you mentioned we should think of antibiotics as a risk treatment. So what are the risks of taking one, and why shouldn't you take one when you're sick?
Well, number one, you need somebody to help you determine if you actually have a bacterial infection, because it's never a good idea to take a medication that's useless. You've wasted money at the minimum, and you may be risking having serious side effects. So those are always the points to keep in mind. And then antibiotics can kill people. So sadly, what if you take an antibiotic for, say, bad allergies, and you think, oh, I've got a sinus infection, I need an antibiotic. Well, I've actually seen people take an antibiotic that they get such a bad rash from that the skin peels off their body like a bad burn, and they end up in a burn unit.
Oh my
That can happen. So you can get really serious rashes. There's something called Clostridium difficile. Some people have heard the term C. diff. That is becoming more and more common. I've actually seen a number of people die from that, and that is another condition that is a direct result in most cases of taking an antibiotic. So there are high risk complications that can come from taking an antibiotic. So you want to make sure, if you're going to put yourself at risk, you're getting something for that risk.
And you definitely shouldn't take antibiotics that were prescribed to someone else in your family, you know, or someone's like, yeah, I got some antibiotics that, you know, you can take mine. That'll make you feel better.
Well, right. So don't trust Dr. Google, number one. And number two, go check your closet, see if you have a medical degree in there. And if you don't, then maybe you don't know enough to be able to decide if that antibiotic is the right antibiotics, because different antibiotics fight different bacteria. Maybe you don't know you have a bacterial infection. Maybe you don't know enough to make a safe decision. And the other thing is if you have leftover antibiotics, I'm going to scold you now, because that means you didn't take them as prescribed before.
Because
you didn't
take them all.
That's right, because not doing that increases resistance to antibiotics. And if your friend didn't take them all, that means they didn't. So maybe neither one of you are smart enough to make this decision on your own.
Oh, wow. So we've been hearing a lot about antibiotic resistance. So what does that mean for each person and even our community as a whole?
Well, you know, bacteria are just like us. They want to live and make more.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotic resistance is just this simple. Say you take an antibiotic to kill a population of bacteria, and then maybe one of them has a trick up its sleeve, something special about it, and that antibiotic doesn't kill it. Well, the other ones are dead, but that one's alive, and it's going to make more. So the next time you throw that same antibiotic at it, it's going to be like you took nothing.
Oh, wow.
So this has happened over decades on a huge scale.
Mm-hmm.
The big area where this has been a problem is in meat production. So cattle, this large production, cattle raising, and in chickens, because they give these animals a lot of antibiotics, because the more weight that goes to market, the more money they make. Mm. And so huge amounts of very good, or what used to be very good, antibiotics have been used in the meat raising trade, basically. And the bacteria become resistant. And then those are the same bacteria we get infected with. And now we have bacteria that are resistant because antibiotics were used foolishly for something like just the commercial food industry, meat production industry.
Wow.
And now human beings have many, many bacteria that we used to be able to kill easily with antibiotics that we had, and they don't work anymore. Those bacteria have had plenty of time to weed out the weak ones, develop the strong ones, make more, and the antibiotics are as if you had taken nothing.
Wow.
People even die now.
Oh, wow.
Because there is no antibiotic that will treat their infection.
Oh, my goodness. So it's clear that taking antibiotics is definitely something we shouldn't take lightly. So is there anything else you want to add to help our listeners know what they need to do if they're sick and if they think they need an antibiotic? Other than don't diagnose yourself, number
that's
one.
That's right.
So
well, that's right. Always get help,
mm-hmm,
because it's hard to know. And it's hard for us to know sometimes to separate, is it a virus? Is it a bacterial infection? You know, is it allergies or other options too? And the fact of the matter is that human beings have been around a long time. And most of the time we get better on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't even need an antibiotic, even if we have a bacterial infection. I mean, we must be pretty strong or we still wouldn't be around.
Mm-hmm.
So always think of it as like, get help. Is it bacterial or is it not? And then, do I have to have an antibiotic?
Mm-hmm.
Because you really only want to take a potentially dangerous medicine if you have to have it. If somebody gave you a heart medicine, wouldn't you say, do I have to have this
right.
heart medicine?
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important to think that way in terms of antibiotics.
Okay. And I would say, because, you know, us as patients, I guess, we go to the doctor and then we just listen to, I mean, which we're supposed to listen to our doctor, but also it's great to interact and ask questions and make sure that you're honest with the doctor, tell the doctor everything that he or she needs to know so that they can properly diagnose you. But don't just go and not have, you know, a say, I guess, you know, ask questions. If it's something you don't know or understand, ask the questions.
That's right. It's a partnership. It should be a partnership. It's a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a provider who will have a discussion with you, you need to find a different one, because it's your body and your illness, and they're there to help you, and it should be a conversation and a partnership to help you feel better.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for your insight and everything that you discussed with us today. Antibiotics, I had no idea that it was as complicated, I guess, as it is. And I'm going to admit, I was one of those people that pretty much thinks that, yeah, you can just go get some antibiotics and it'll make everything okay, whatever it is. I was one of those people that was thinking it's just the cure-all for everything, whatever it may be. So thank you so much for giving us all of this information today.
Thank you. I was glad to be here, and maybe we'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You're listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee and Groove 93.